Since his hiring in 1969, Madden had won more games than any NFL coach, but had failed to take his team to a Super Bowl.
You did hear Madden couldn't win the big one, but I used to say, man, before the game, tell me when there's a little one. We won a lot of big games, a lot of regular season games, a lot of big games to get to playoffs, and a lot of playoff games.
Under the gun.
When the Raiders ended Miami's two-year reign as world champions in the Sea of Hands game, they did it for their coach.
We beat the Dolphins. I went right to the sideline, gave John that ball because he deserved it.
Philip Piano gets Madden the football. He displays it for all to see.
It would bother me if I read something about myself, but it would bother me even more about John. He was our man. Us as players loved him, and you had to watch John operate. On the sideline, he was a maniac.
Hey, throw the damn flag!
Which was beautiful.
Hey, you jerk! You big jerk! You don't call. You ever call one on them?
But during the week, the X's and O's, everything had to be perfect. He prepared us so well. And when we lost, it wasn't John Madden's fault. I guarantee you.
Such a great sight to see him smile that way.
John Madden's grin is from ear to ear. He looks like a slip watermelon.
Well, I was surprised they could get me out. And the guys were carrying me, and they tripped over a photographer. Then it was just like an avalanche. We all fell down, which was kind of fitting. You carry the coach off and you drop him. And that was kind of the way I was and kind of the way the Raiders were in those days.
It was just typical Madden. The biggest kid of them all was John, enjoying every single bit of it. And he had a whole bunch of reasons to win that Super Bowl game, and he got it done. He became that great coach that got him in the Hall of Fame that day. Great guy to know, and great guy to have as a friend.